All right, so you know how brutal those Dallas summers can be, especially if you're driving a Mercedes. Today's deep dive is all about what to do when your engine overheats. Our source material is an article from Autoscope. It's a European car repair shop right here in Dallas. They know a thing or two about keeping cars cool under that Texas sun.
Absolutely. Overheating is a serious issue, but it's manageable with a bit of knowledge. And that's what we're here to do today.
Exactly. We'll help you understand how to spot those early warning signs and what steps to take if the worst does happen. The article highlights four key things to watch for. First up is the temperature gauge.
Right. If that needle starts climbing towards the red zone, that's your car telling you something's wrong.
Okay, that one seems pretty straightforward. What about the less obvious signs? Yeah, for those of us who aren't exactly car whisperers.
Keep an eye out for steam or smoke coming from under the hood. That's a pretty clear indicator that things are getting too hot. You might also notice a burning smell that could be coolant leaking or, in a worst-case scenario, even melting engine components.
Okay, that's a little unnerving. Are there any other warning signs we should be aware of?
Modern Mercedes have those fancy sensors and dashboard warning lights for a reason. If you see a warning related to engine temperature, don't ignore it. Better safe than sorry, right?
Right, good advice. So let's say we miss those early signs and the engine is overheating.
First things first, safety. Pull over to a safe spot as quickly as possible. Driving with an overheating engine is just asking for trouble.
Got it. Safety first.
Once you're safely pulled over, turn off the engine immediately. This will stop the heat from building up even more.
Okay, engine's off. What's next?
Pop the hood to let some of that heat escape. But be incredibly careful, that engine's going to be scorching hot. Give it at least 30 minutes to cool down before you even think about touching anything.
Okay, patience is key here. No need to add any burns to our list of problems. So once it's cooled down, what should we be checking?
The Autoscope article suggests checking the coolant level. It's usually in a translucent reservoir, so you can see how much is in there and what condition it's in. If it's low, you can try topping it off, but make sure you use the right type of coolant for your Mercedes.
Interesting. Why is the type of coolant so important? I always thought any liquid would help cool things down in a pinch.
Not quite. Coolant is specially formulated to not only cool the engine, but also prevent corrosion and freezing. Using just water can lead to rust in your cooling system, and believe it or not, it can even cause overheating in extreme temperatures.
Wow, I had no idea. So we've topped off the coolant, but the engine's still overheating. Does that mean there's a bigger issue we need to address?
It could definitely mean there's a leak somewhere in the system. If that's the case, just adding more coolant won't fix the root of the problem.
Like putting a band-aid on a broken bone.
Exactly.
So what are some of the usual suspects when it comes to these leaks and overheating issues?
The Autoscope article points to five main areas: coolant issues, a faulty thermostat radiator problems, a malfunctioning water pump, and broken fans.
Wow, that's quite a list. It sounds like the cooling system is pretty complex with a lot of moving parts.
It is, and each part plays a crucial role in regulating the engine's temperature. If just one of these components fails, it can throw the whole system off balance.
Okay, so let's break down each of these potential culprits. Starting with coolant issues, what exactly can go wrong with the coolant itself?
Besides being low, the coolant can get contaminated or break down over time. It's kind of like the oil in your engine. It needs to be changed periodically to keep everything running smoothly. Old or contaminated coolant can't absorb and transfer heat effectively, which can lead to that dreaded temperature spike.
So, like anything else, it wears out over time. What about the thermostat? What's its role in all of this?
Think of the thermostat as the gatekeeper for the coolant. When the engine's cold, it stays closed, allowing the engine to warm up quickly. Once the engine reaches its ideal temperature, the thermostat opens up, allowing the coolant to circulate and keep everything at the right temperature.
So it's like a valve that regulates the flow of coolant.
Exactly. And if it gets stuck either closed or open, it can cause some real problems. A stuck closed thermostat prevents coolant from circulating, leading to overheating. A stuck open thermostat can prevent the engine from reaching its optimal temperature, which can reduce fuel efficiency and even cause engine wear.
Wow, it's amazing how such a small part can have such a big impact. Okay, let's move on to the radiator. I'm guessing this is a pretty obvious culprit when it comes to overheating.
Absolutely. The radiator is like the lungs of the cooling system. It takes that hot coolant from the engine and exposes it to airflow, which helps to cool it down before sending it back to the engine.
So what can go wrong with the radiator that would cause overheating?
Over time, the radiator can get clogged with debris, which restricts airflow and reduces its cooling capacity. It can happen gradually, so you might not even notice it until the engine starts to overheat. It can also develop leaks, allowing precious coolant to escape. Either way, a compromised radiator is a surefire way to overheat.
Got it. Two more culprits to go, the water pump and the fans. Let's start with the water pump.
The water pump is the heart of the cooling system. It's a small but mighty pump that circulates the coolant throughout the entire system. It's constantly working to keep that coolant flowing, and without it, the whole system would come to a screeching halt.
Okay, that sounds pretty crucial. What happens if the water pump fails?
If the water pump goes bad, the coolant can't circulate properly. It's like turning off the heart. The engine overheats rapidly because the heat has nowhere to go.
Okay, I get the picture. Yeah. And finally, we have the fans.
The fans are the unsung heroes of the cooling system. They help maintain airflow through the radiator, especially when the car is stationary or moving slowly. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on a scorching hot day. Without the fans, your engine would be baking.
So they're essential for keeping things cool, especially here in Texas where traffic jams are a way of life. What can go wrong with the fans?
Well, like any mechanical component, they can wear out over time. The blades can get damaged, the motor can burn out, or the fan clutch can fail. If the fans aren't working properly, the radiator can't do its job. And you guessed it, the engine overheats.
So it's a real team effort to keep that engine temperature in check. If one player is out of the game, it affects the whole system.
Exactly, and that's why preventative maintenance is so crucial.
I was just going to ask about that, and it sounds like there's a lot that can go wrong. So staying on top of maintenance seems like a no-brainer, especially with those extreme Texas temperatures.
Absolutely. Regular checks of your coolant levels, the condition of your radiator and hoses, and the health of your belts and fans can go a long way in preventing those overheating headaches.
The Autoscope article really stresses the importance of using the right type of coolant. They say using the wrong coolant can be just as bad as not having enough coolant at all.
They're absolutely right. Using the wrong type or mixing different coolants can not only reduce the cooling system's efficiency, but also damage components over time. It's always best to stick with what's recommended in your owner's manual, or consult with a trusted mechanic if you have any doubts.
The article also mentions driving responsibly as a way to prevent overheating. I was a little confused by that. What does driving responsibly mean in the context of keeping your engine cool?
It's all about common sense, really. Avoid overloading your vehicle, especially in hot weather. That extra weight puts more strain on the engine, generating more heat. And try to avoid driving in high gear for long periods when it's really hot outside. Lower gears allow the engine to run at a lower RPM, which helps to reduce heat buildup.
Okay, so it's like being mindful of how hard you're pushing your car.
Exactly, especially during those scorching Texas summers.
So let's say we've done all the right things. Regular maintenance, the correct coolant, driving responsibly. But our engine still overheats. What's the next step?
If topping off the coolant doesn't solve the problem, it's time to call in the pros.
What would a mechanic be looking for in that situation?
They'd perform a thorough inspection of the entire cooling system to pinpoint the root cause of the problem. This could involve pressure testing the system to check for leaks, inspecting the water pump, testing the thermostat, and making sure the fans are functioning correctly. They might also check for obstructions in the radiator or hoses.
So it's like a detective investigation to find the culprit.
Precisely. And a trusted mechanic will have the experience and the tools to get to the bottom of it.
Makes sense. Before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I wanted to circle back to preventative maintenance. We touched on it briefly, but could you elaborate a bit more on what Mercedes owners should be doing to keep their cooling systems in top shape, especially with the Texas heat in mind?
Preventative maintenance is all about being proactive, addressing potential problems before they turn into major headaches. It's like going to the doctor for regular checkups instead of waiting until you're really sick.
I like that analogy. So what are some of the key things we can do to give our cooling systems those regular checkups?
First and foremost, regular visual inspections are your best friend. Take a few minutes each month to pop the hood and get familiar with the cooling system components. Check the coolant level and its condition. It should be bright and clean, not murky or discolored. Inspect the hoses for any cracks, bulges, or leaks. Those hoses carry hot coolant, so any weakness there could lead to a major leak and overheating.
So it's all about being observant and noticing any changes or potential problems before they become major issues. What else should we be looking for?
The radiator is another important one to keep an eye on. Visually inspect it for any signs of leaks, damage, or debris buildup. Debris like leaves and insects can block airflow and reduce the radiator's efficiency. Also look for any fins that are bent or broken, as that can also restrict airflow. And if you see any white or greenish deposits on the radiator, it could indicate a coolant leak.
Okay, those are some helpful visual cues.
Don't forget about the water pump. While it's a bit harder to inspect visually, you can listen for any unusual noises coming from it, like grinding or whining sounds. Those noises could mean there's a problem with the bearings or the impeller, and that could lead to a failure. If you notice any coolant leaking from the water pump, it's definitely time for a replacement.
Okay, so regular visual inspections, listening for any strange sounds, and checking the coolant level and condition.
Exactly. And if you're not sure what you're looking for or have any concerns, don't hesitate to consult a trusted mechanic.
Solid advice. Yeah, besides these regular inspections, are there any other preventative maintenance tasks we should be thinking about?
Yes, regular coolant flushes are crucial for maintaining a healthy and efficient cooling system.
Coolant flushes. Could you explain what those are and why they're so important?
A coolant flush involves draining the old coolant from the system and replacing it with fresh coolant. Over time, coolant can become contaminated with rust scale and other debris. It can also lose its effectiveness as its anti-corrosion properties wear down.
So it's like giving your cooling system a refreshing cleanse.
Exactly. And just like regular oil changes, coolant flushes should be part of your Mercedes scheduled maintenance.
How often should we be flushing the coolant?
It's generally recommended to flush the coolant every 2 to 3 years, or as specified in your owner's manual.
Got it. Any other preventative maintenance tips?
One more thing that can really help, especially here in Texas, is to be mindful of your driving habits during hot weather.
Okay. How can our driving habits impact the cooling system?
Driving habits affect how much heat your engine generates. So if you're already dealing with hot weather, it's important to avoid things that put extra strain on the system.
So what are some of the driving habits we should try to avoid?
Aggressive driving, excessive idling, and towing heavy loads can all push your cooling system to its limits.
That makes sense. Aggressive driving and heavy loads make the engine work harder. And idling in traffic reduces airflow through the radiator.
Exactly. And it's especially important to be mindful of these things during those scorching Texas summers.
So it's all about being mindful of how we drive and treating our cars with a little extra care during those hot summer months.
Precisely. And it's worth the effort.
This has been incredibly informative. We've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive. We talked about the signs of an overheating engine, the common culprits behind those issues, the importance of preventative maintenance, and even how our driving habits can impact our cooling system.
We have, but there's still more to explore.
Stay tuned for part two of this deep dive, where we'll delve even deeper into some trickier questions and learn more about keeping those Mercedes engines cool and happy, even in the heart of a Texas summer.
Welcome back to our deep dive on Mercedes engine overheating. As promised, we're going to tackle some of those trickier questions, the ones that can really stump a Mercedes owner.
I'm all ears. Let's do this. The Autoscope article had a question that really caught my eye. It's about checking the radiator for clogs or damage. It seems like one of those things that could easily go unnoticed until it's too late.
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely worth knowing how to do a basic visual inspection of your radiator. It's not as complicated as it sounds. Start by looking for any obvious signs of trouble. Are there any leaves or insects blocking the airflow? Can you spot any leaks, cracks, or corrosion?
So basically, we're just looking for anything that seems out of place.
Exactly. And pay attention to the coolant color, too. If it's discolored, it could indicate rust or contamination, which can really hinder the radiator's performance.
Okay, so let's say we do see some of those red flags. What's the next step? Should we attempt to clean or repair the radiator ourselves?
While there are some basic maintenance tasks you can handle yourself, radiator repairs are best left to the professionals. They have the expertise and the specialized tools to diagnose and fix the problem correctly.
Good point. I'd rather not risk making things worse. Let's shift gears to another common scenario that the article addresses. Why does my engine tend to overheat in stop-and-go traffic? You'd think with the engine not working as hard, it'd be less likely to overheat.
That's a common misconception. Stop-and-go traffic can actually be tougher on your cooling system than highway driving. When you're cruising at a steady speed, there's plenty of airflow through the radiator to keep things cool. But when you're crawling along in traffic, that airflow is significantly reduced.
I see. So the fans have to work overtime to compensate for that lack of airflow.
Exactly. And if those fans aren't in tip-top shape, whether it's a worn-out motor, a failing fan clutch, or damaged blades, the engine can overheat pretty quickly.
So it's another good reminder to make sure those fans are up to the task, especially for those of us who do a lot of city driving here in Dallas.
Absolutely. Now let's dive into one more head scratcher from the Autoscope article. What should you do if the engine overheats even after you've refilled the coolant? You'd think adding coolant would solve the problem, right?
Right. That seems like the logical solution. So why would the engine still overheat?
Well, sometimes there are other factors at play. For example, if there's air trapped in the cooling system after refill, it can prevent the coolant from circulating properly, leading to overheating.
Air trapped in the system. How does that even happen?
It can happen if the coolant wasn't filled correctly, or if there's a leak in the system that allowed air to enter.
So it's like an air bubble that's messing things up.
Exactly. And unfortunately, trying to remove that air yourself can be tricky. It often involves a specific bleeding procedure that requires specialized tools and knowledge.
So in that case, it's best to call in a professional.
Absolutely. They can properly bleed the cooling system and ensure that the coolant is flowing freely.
Got it. Are there any other reasons why the engine might still overheat after adding coolant?
It could also be a sign of a more serious problem, like a faulty thermostat or a failing water pump. Those issues require a mechanic's expertise to diagnose and repair.
That makes sense. It's good to know there are experts we can turn to. Speaking of experts, I wanted to circle back to something you emphasized earlier, the importance of preventative maintenance. We touched on it briefly in the last part, but could you delve a little deeper into what Mercedes owners should be doing to keep their cooling systems happy and healthy?
I'm happy to prepare. Preventative maintenance is all about catching small problems before they escalate. It's about being proactive rather than reactive. And when it comes to your Mercedes cooling system, there are several key things you can do.
Let's hear them. What are the top preventative maintenance tips, especially for Mercedes owners in a hot climate like Texas?
Regular checks are your first line of defense. At least once a month, pop the hood and give your cooling system a quick visual inspection. Check the coolant level and look for any signs of leaks or discoloration. Inspect the hoses for cracks, bulges, or softness.
So it's like a mini checkup every month.
Exactly. It only takes a few minutes, but it can save you a lot of trouble down the road. Now, while you're under the hood, take a moment to inspect the radiator as well. Look for any signs of leaks, damage, or debris buildup. Make sure the fins aren't bent or broken, as that can restrict airflow. And if you see any white or greenish deposits, it could indicate a coolant leak that needs attention.
Okay, so we've covered the coolant hoses and radiator. What about the other components?
Don't forget about the water pump. While it's a bit more difficult to inspect visually, you can often hear when it's starting to have problems. Listen for any unusual noises like grinding or whining, which could indicate worn bearings or a failing impeller.
So it's all about using our senses, right? Visual inspections for the coolant hoses and radiator, and listening carefully for any strange noises coming from the water pump.
Exactly. And remember, if you notice anything that seems amiss, don't hesitate to consult a trusted mechanic. They can provide a more thorough inspection and diagnose any problems accurately.
Great advice. Now, besides these regular inspections, are there any other preventative maintenance tasks that Mercedes owners should be thinking about?
Absolutely. Regular coolant flushes are essential. They help to keep the cooling system clean, efficient, and free of contaminants.
We talked about coolant flushes briefly before, but could you remind us why they're so important and how often they should be done?
Over time, coolant can become contaminated with rust, scale, and other debris, which can reduce its effectiveness and potentially damage cooling system components. A coolant flush involves draining the old coolant and replacing it with fresh, clean coolant. It's like giving your cooling system a fresh start.
So it's not just about topping off the coolant. It's about replacing it completely to get rid of those contaminants.
Exactly. Think of it like changing the oil in your engine. It's a routine maintenance task that helps to prolong the life of your car.
Okay, that makes sense. How often should we be scheduling those coolant flushes?
The general recommendation is every 2 to 3 years, but it's always best to check your owner's manual for the specific intervals recommended for your Mercedes model.
Got it. Any other preventative maintenance tips? Anything specific to driving in Texas?
Yeah, in a hot climate like Texas, it's crucial to be mindful of your driving habits. Avoid aggressive driving, excessive idling, and towing heavy loads when it's scorching outside. These activities can put a tremendous strain on the cooling system and increase the risk of overheating.
So it's all about being aware of how our driving affects the engine's temperature and taking steps to minimize the strain during those hot summer months.
Precisely, and it's worth the effort. By being proactive and following these preventative maintenance tips, you can significantly reduce the risk of overheating and keep your Mercedes running smoothly for years to come.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've tackled some tricky questions about radiator inspections, overheating in traffic, and air in the cooling system. And we've delved even deeper into preventative maintenance. from regular visual inspections to coolant flushes and mindful driving habits.
We've covered a lot of ground in this second part of our deep dive, but we're not finished yet.
That's right. In the final part, we'll wrap things up with some final thoughts and insights that will leave you feeling like a true Mercedes engine overheating expert. Stay tuned. And we're back for the final part of our deep dives into Mercedes engine overheating.
We've covered a lot of ground, haven't we?
Yeah, from recognizing those early warning signs to understanding those trickier situations and the importance of preventative maintenance.
And we even debunked some common myths along the way.
Like thinking any liquid will do when you're cooling slow.
Or that stop-and-go traffic's easier on your cooling system than highway driving.
Right, we definitely put those myths to rest. But before we wrap things up, I wanted to talk about something especially important for Mercedes owners in Texas. Being proactive and prepared for those scorching summers.
A little bit of planning can go a long way in preventing those stressful overheating situations.
Absolutely so.
Yeah.
Beyond everything we've discussed. What are some extra steps Texas drivers can take to prepare their Mercedes for extreme heat?
Let's see. Before that summer heat really kicks in, why not treat your Mercedes to a cooling system spa day?
A spa day. I love that. What exactly does that entail?
Take it to a trusted mechanic and have them thoroughly inspect the entire cooling system. That includes checking the radiator hoses, water pump, thermostat, and fans. Basically, look for any signs of wear or damage.
It's like a pre-summer checkup to make sure everything's in tip-top shape.
Exactly. It's also a great time to have the coolant flushed and replaced. With fresh, high-quality coolant specifically designed for Mercedes vehicles.
Okay, fresh coolant and a clean bill of health from a mechanic. That's a great way to start the summer.
Right. Here's another tip that can give you some peace of mind. Keep a small bottle of pre-mixed coolant in your trunk, just in case you need to top it off on the go.
Smart idea, like a first aid kit for your car's cooling system.
Exactly. And if you're planning any long road trips during the summer, especially through desert areas or mountains, it's even more important to be prepared.
So for those longer trips, what should we keep in mind?
First, make sure your Mercedes is mechanically sound before you hit the road. And while you're driving, plan your route to include regular stops, to rest and let the engine cool down, especially if you're towing or carrying a heavy load.
Great advice. Sounds like a little planning and preparation can go a long way.
It can. And remember, if you see any signs of overheating, no matter how minor they may seem, don't ignore them.
Right, those warning signs we talked about. The rising temperature gauge steam or smoke, the burning smell. And those helpful dashboard warning lights.
Yep. If you see any of those, pull over to a safe place ASAP. Let the engine cool down and assess the situation.
And if we're not sure what to do or if the problem seems serious, we can always call a qualified mechanic.
You got it when it comes to engine overheating. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about Mercedes engine overheating.
We've given our listeners a lot of information today.
We started with those first signs of trouble. Then we talked about what causes overheating and explored preventative measures to keep those engines running cool.
And we even tackled some of those tricky scenarios.
I feel like I could write a book on engine overheating now.
You probably could. But the key takeaway is this knowledge is power. Being informed is the best way to protect your Mercedes and avoid those stressful overheating situations.
So true. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one piece of advice you want to leave our listeners with?
Stay proactive, stay informed, and listen to your car. Those are the keys to keeping your Mercedes running smoothly even under the Texas sun.
Perfectly said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Mercedes engine overheating. We hope you found it insightful and helpful.
And we hope it helps you keep your Mercedes cool and happy for many miles to come.